Audio Journal, sound reasons to listen. After the NPR debacle of bias and hostile reporting started rocking the trusted voice of journalism, I am reminded of promotions of journalists on NPR touting their brand of journalism. One reporter touts her nature to be skeptical. Another reporter talks about his curiosity. Where is unbiased and objective? If it doesn't win awards, attract critical mass, or tear down, is it redundant? In media, it is edgy and spin that works the news cycle. Journalism is now the most untrusted profession in media. When citizen journalism was pushed onto the internet in 2004, it was the precursor to Facebook and Twitter. Many say that 2004 lowered the bar. The socialization of journalism is now 20 years old and has overtaken sound journalism. Audio journalists can reach an audience who are either driving, walking, or biking. Even though statistics show that one of three people are auditory learners, audio content has decreased. Now comes Listening Room Library of Audio Content. It's audio content for those who listen and see what's possible. It's from Richard Arnold Beatty, Quintessential Creative Studios. For more, email richardbeatty809@gmail.com. That's BEATTIE. Don't adjust your radio. You've entered the listening room. I'm Richard Arnold Beatty, your host and guide. Now listen. Audio Journal, Part 2. Sound of Advertising. The Legend of Spotted Rabbits, Part 4. In the series The Legends of the Spotted Rabbit, we last heard our hero editing out needless words. In the process of elimination, we found that the message grows stronger. And in the tradition of rabbits, we found that from one spotted rabbit comes many spotted rabbits. That's the rule of multiplication. No one has ever seen the spotted rabbit, yet they have listened to them. This is a scientific theory that we test and prove with each spot. As the spotted rabbit gets older and wiser, the number of spots also multiply. In this case, award-winning copy and production get more listens and listeners who come through your door, becoming customers, clients, and guests. Many listeners of Spotted Rabbit become friends who have a common interest in how you sound. To find out how good that can be, email richardbeatty809@gmail.com. Richard Arnold Beatty, Quintessential Creative Studios. Now this. Audio Journal, Part 3, Listening Room, Sound Community. Hello, my name is Richard Arnold Beatty, and I want to invite you into a community of listeners. Since one out of three listeners is auditory, chances are that you who are listening to the Listening Room is an auditory learner. The other fascinating theory is that you who are listening gets out a lot. Most people listen while driving. Your listening room is your car. Another place is on a trail, walking, running, skating, blading, or biking. You may be listening at the gym, at home, or while working in the garage. Good news. We hear you. Audiophiles are everywhere. You just can't hear them. Some are at work. They listen while crafting words, music, art, or crunching numbers. So welcome, listen to the music, the conversation, and come to a listening room event near you. In an art gallery, a library, a conference room, or school. And don't underestimate the carpool. To find out more, listen to legends953.com and email me, richardbeatty809@gmail.com. Join Listening Room, the sound community. Quintessential creative studios in community. Hello everyone, this is Richard Arnold Beatty, and every Monday afternoon at 12:30, I start my week with a useful conversation with my friend Dr. James Spencer of Useful to God. We talk about stuff that helps both of us make sense of how to negotiate the obstacle course that we as humans face at home, through work, and in community. So if you are running the same race that we invite you to join us for Useful Conversations, powered by Thinking Christian, Monday on KLTT, Powerful Christian Talk.